Well, welcome. It is August the 7th. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all those that are celebrating birthdays. Hey, make it great, okay? It was the day that you blessed the earth with your presence, okay? So I always tell people to be excited about your birthday. Celebrate it to the fullest. Don't do nothing crazy, okay? But celebrate it to the fullest and, you know, celebrate you blessing the earth with your presence, okay? And hopefully you are blessing the earth with your presence and not making it sad, okay? You know, that's the worst thing you can do, all right? So make sure that you're blessing the earth, you're putting good things out there. Now, how's the cast doing tonight? Sister Estherine, how you doing tonight?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Estherine, and I am just happy to be here, and I am just thankful that you invited me once again, Shay. Oh, bless the Lord.
Okay, all right. You sound like you're in a great mood.
Yes, baby, I am. I'm in a wonderful mood. I'm just so happy tonight that we're broadcasting tonight. I'm always happy, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm happy that we're broadcasting tonight, too. Coochie Queen, how are you doing tonight?
Well, hello now. Well, this is the Coochie Queen. I am doing glorious. Glorious. I am happy to be here. Thank you, Shay.
All right. And we have a special guest tonight, P-Man. He is the video game guru. He's going to have a little segment before we end the show tonight. We're doing a short show, as always. And so he's going to come and tell us about what's hot when it comes to video games and what we need to know when it comes to video games. P-Man is the man when it comes to video games. Okay, so you'll be hearing a little bit more later from P-Man. All right, so, guys, we're going to share some celebrity gossip. Guys, y'all keep up with the celebrities.
Keep up with the celebrities in the Bible. Is that all you're talking about?
No, sister, I'm talking about the celebrities that come that you see on TV and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I keep up with who do I keep up with? I keep up with Barbara Walters.
Sister Barbara ain't even on TV no more. She retired.
Well, I keep up with Dan Rogers.
He ain't even on TV no more, sister.
Well, I guess I don't keep up with these celebrities, do you?
Okay. Coochie, how about you?
Well, yes. If I get off, you know, I have like a little button that clicks through my phone and it lets me know what's the latest gossip and stuff, and, you know, that's how I do it. So smartphones are very smart to keep you in tune with the news.
Okay. Well, great. Great. All right. Well, here's a little celebrity news, and then I'm going to go into some more news, and then we're going to hear from P-Man. I thought this was actually kind of funny. Now, Celine Dion, she is one of my favorite artists. I just love her voice. I love just everything about her. Well, she has a hot Instagram, okay? And it is like style inspiration. And so if you're into fashion, and let me tell you, she's got some bad outfits, okay? And I love fashion. And, you know, and I love some of the things that she has on. And so you definitely, definitely want to check out her Instagram page, Celine Dion. I know she inspires millions with her voice because she inspires me with her voice. And there are times when I do try to hit some of those songs and sing some of those songs. I feel like if I can sing a Celine Dion song, then I could probably sing, okay? And so she is one of my favorites. She is actually back on tour. They said she started going on tour back in June. And so I loved her and her husband's relationship. It was absolutely beautiful. It was definitely the epitome of what a relationship should be like. And that is definitely a relationship goal for me. You could see the love that they had for each other. Not saying that, you know, people don't go through things, but you could see the love that her and her husband had for each other, and it was just a beautiful thing. And so she was hidden in the trending news today, so definitely check out her Instagram page for all the latest fashions. And let me tell you, she had this one yellow pantsuit with some bad shoes, guys, and I've got a white one. And I'm like, okay, I got to go out and find me a yellow one. It was like a yellow gold color one. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The shoes were banging. And so definitely check out her Instagram page to see the latest fashion. Also in celeb news, guys, I was shocked to even hear this. I've never heard of this person. I think it's live, maybe live. Anyway, she spells it L-I-V. She wrote a song called Sorry, Mrs. Carter. And, you know, Queen Bee, they're saying that she may be preggo again for baby. So, you know, Jay-Z ain't going nowhere, okay, because it's cheaper to keep her, okay? And so, anyway, she wrote a song, Sorry, Miss Carter. Yeah. Well, in the song, she doesn't say that she said, actually, that she had not slept with Jay-Z. And she did point that out, which I don't know what the significance of the song was, but she did try to diss Queen Bee on some of her lyrics and saying, I guess she's saying that a wife and a mother can't be sexy and seductive. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, hey, I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother and, you know, and I think there's a classiness to it. And I think that, hey, as women, we ought to always tap into our sexiness. And if you're married, then you definitely need to be seductive so that you can stop L-I-V, live, I guess her name, live. Stop her from trying to move in on your man. And so anyway, and hopefully, you know, since she's directed Mrs. Carter, hopefully her career will live. And so anyway, and she won't be a one-hit wonder because, you know, I don't know if she used Miss Carter, you know, Queen Bee's name to become relevant, you know, because they're kind of showing her a little bit more, and I don't even know what else she's done. So she's new to the scene, and maybe she did the song because she needed a, you know, a boost in her career, and since, you know, Queen Bee is at the top of her game, you know, and they shut down the internet anytime she releases a song. They can still do concerts on old songs. And, you know, I mean, so I'm not sure exactly, you know, what all that song was about. But, you know, I can say this. Now, she was respectful because she did say Mrs. Carter. So she did point that out that, hey, you're Miss Carter. But, you know, I don't understand the song. And in two, you know, I don't understand why if you're a single woman and, you know, Jay-Z is a married man, I don't know why you would make a song addressing a married woman concerning her husband that you didn't even screw. And so, you know, Queen Bee, you know, if I was the Carters, I'd probably be suing her for using my name. You know, but I don't know if you can do that or not. But anyway, I'd probably check in that, you know, because, I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of funny in a sense. You know, you make a song called Sorry, Mrs. Carter. Now you're getting interviews. I really actually want to see the stats on the sales when it comes to Queen Bee releasing a single and when it comes to L.I.V. Live releasing a single, you know, but Queen Bee, you are a queen. And so, honestly, on an honest tip, stick to the queen. Stick on your level. Stay on your level, queen. Stay on your level. Just run around on their level. All right? But, queen, stay on your level. Don't respond to that. All right? Because then you'll be making her relevant. And see, she's only relevant, right, for saying Mrs. Carter. Because everybody knows who Mrs. Carter is. And so, Queen Bee, stay on your level. Doing queen stuff. Props off to Jay for not going there, okay? Because as we can see, she used whatever opportunity she had with you, Jay-Z, to make a song and addressing your wife. So props off to you that you didn't go there, all right? And so with nothing else, I think this is all on celebrity news. Well, I was going to get into a couple of other things. Man, I do need a vacation. I was going to get into that. So definitely, guys, be praying that I get a vacation, man, so I can get away from the madness. I tell you, but Jesus, it's crazy. Anyway, we're going to go into our segment because we've got a few minutes on the show, and then we're going to end it with a song. We're going to go into virtual reality with P-Man. Welcome, P-Man, to the show. Give him up, give it up, get it up. P-Man. All right. Well, the class was a little slow. They was a little slow. You know, we're dealing with thunderstorms and weather and stuff here in Arkansas. And so, anyway, P-Man, all right, tell us a little bit about this virtual reality, okay, because I got to play with it today, and, you know, I had to have you on the show because you are the gaming guru, okay? That's his title, gaming guru, the P-Man. And so he introduced me to the virtual reality video games, and guys, I got to skydive today. I've never skydived before in my life. I thought I was going to land in the water, but I did land on the land. All right, so P-Man, tell us about the virtual reality.
It is it's good, and it brings something new to people, to something that you've probably never done before. You feel like you're inside the game.
So that's what makes it different. Is like you're not just handling a controller; you're actually in the game.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the things that you would tell people to get when it comes to your video games and stuff like that? Like
something more like really good.
Yeah.
Something that people like enjoy. Like something like good.
Okay. So tell us about the Disney. What I was saying, that the Disney game that you were playing with, it kind of reminded me of Frogger. I used to play Frogger. Tell us about that game.
It's like Frogger, and it's like instead of like jumping on like just like logs and platforms, you have to like dodge like trains, cars.
What's the name of it?
Crossy Road.
Crossy Road. So that's a game you would suggest?
Yes, I suggest. It's mobile game.
Okay. So what ages should they play that game?
Probably about like 5 to 11.
Okay. What other games from 5 to 11?
Probably like more like some Fortnite and like shooters.
Okay. And then would you suggest them like accessories they would get?
Like some clothes, yeah, like merchandise. You can use some of that.
Okay.
Sometime.
All right. Well, P-Man. Well, thank you. I think you've given us some information about the gamings and stuff, about the virtual reality. It was really, really cool. So if you've never skydived before, definitely get virtual reality and experience skydiving, okay? It's very, very cool. And it's a whole lot safer, okay? It's a whole lot safer. All right, P-Man, the gaming guru. I appreciate you stopping by. All right, you going to come back and visit me?
I don't know.
All right, guys. Hey, this has been another episode. Like I said, we're doing short shows and stuff. And so, hey, make sure you motivate somebody. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, well, I'm telling you that I love you. Sister, do you love them?
Well, yes, baby, we love you.
Coochie, how about you?
Yes, we love you, and P-Man, you did an awesome job. I'm going to get a game tonight.
All right. Look, you done talked to Coach Crane and are going to get a game. You done made the staff want a game.
Well, baby, I'm going to give you a game, too. I want to skydive. And you said it's safe, right? Right, P-Man?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we're going out of here. Hey, love more, laugh more. Go to the website, bytvlive.com. We're going out with some Mary J. Hey, we'll see you next week. Come on, thunderstorm.
That storm just is making everything slow. Well, it looks like it's moving up. Can you hear? I can't hear nothing.
I don't know. It's, I guess, Can you hear it? I can't hear it.
I don't hear that. Yeah. If I wanted to be someone, I should learn to settle down.
You should know.
Keep doubting myself now.